MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Chatting with Nico Muller, he is CEO of Impala Platinum, Implats as it's colloquially known. Results for 6 months ending December, they're just staggering numbers. The one I'm going to pick on is a dividend of 10 Rand. Last time we saw a dividend at this level was the 2008 final dividend, which came in at 11 Rand 75. The stock was trading around 15 Rand in August 2018. Nico, really appreciate your time today. If my memory serves, you joined Impala Platinum in early 2017. It's been, with respect, a fairly crazy ride, certainly in terms of share price. I imagine internal and operations as well.
Yeah, I think we have been really fortunate. You know, the industry has been in a low price environment since the global economic crisis in 2008. And so I am eternally thankful that I joined in 2017, and the first thing that we had to do is we had to pay attention to our operational challenges at Rustenburg, which I think we did in a very definitive way. We committed to a restructuring, and the appointment of Mark Monroe made an immense difference. So I think that we have seen operational traction across a number of our operations, including Marula and in particular Rustenburg. And then we were blessed in the latter part of the calendar year of 2018 with a weakening of the rand, which was followed by a increase in the palladium price, which was followed by rhodium price. So I think the company has been very fortunate in that it's been able to deliver operational performance improvements into a rising price environment. And of course, the combination of the two has resulted in fantastic cash flows. It was 20.1 billion. That enabled a return to shareholders, which we think is well deserved following the long wait.
Yeah, but it has been a wait, and certainly I think shareholders have been rewarded. You mentioned, I mean, rhodium, eye-watering prices, palladium holding above that $2,000 for a while now, even platinum's finally on the move back at levels last seen 5 or so years ago. And by all accounts, there's still a tightness in that platinum market. If I look at your basket of PGM, you are predominantly pulling platinum out of the ground. What sort of percentages between platinum, palladium and rhodium?
Yeah, so we do have a metal split between the various metals that differ depending on which ore body you mine.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, you'll find on the UG2, you'll find a higher rhodium content. You know, we mine UG2 in the eastern limb predominantly. The Merensky reef that we mine in the western bushveld is predominantly platinum.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at the group, on average, we have a 50% contribution from platinum, a 35% contribution from palladium, and a 7% rhodium. Of course, the acquisition of North American Palladium at the end of 2019 is associated with very high contribution from palladium specifically, and that was done as a consequence of our confidence in the palladium market. In both rhodium and palladium are in structural deficits, and it's forecast to remain so for a number of years. So we forecasted a relatively short payback period. It is so we are currently delighted by the increase in investment demand for platinum, which of course is starting to track the narrative, the increased narrative of the PGM-friendly hydrogen economy that is developing. And so we think that there is a very strong market for our metals for the next decade.
Yeah, and certainly, I mean, the price of platinum, for forever and a day, it was below that $1,000. It finally got above it and moving. You're looking to add about another 360,000 ounces of production. Some people, commentators out there, saying that there's concern around you and other platinum or PGM miners bringing on that production to market, perhaps actually tilting that tightness of supply into an oversupply. In the case of Implats, that's relatively modest. It's what, about 5% a year. Are you concerned around creating too much supply into the market, or do you think the demand is still strong and can accelerate and take more supply coming in?
So the reality is, if you look at the supply position of the industry, it has declined significantly over the last number of years. I do understand the concerns associated mm-hmm. with industry discipline, but we are very comfortable with the 360,000 ounces of 6E metals that we will place in the market. We, in fact, think that the industry the deficits to grow indefinitely, because that will scare the current consumers, the users of our metals, into other technologies. So I don't believe that the announcement of our projects or that of the other peer group is a threat to the market at all.
Yeah, I take your point there. I mean, if the prices are too high, that it sort of compels industry to find others. I like that phrase, industry discipline. We'll leave that there. That's Nico Muller, CEO, Implats. Results to the period ending December. Dividend, 10 Rand. As I said, the highest dividend we have seen since 2008, final dividend. Nico, really appreciate your time today. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.